I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. And in that hate category, nothing comes up more frequently than spiders.
So have you been seeing spiders lately at your place?
Well, I have. There's always those great orb weavers.
Oh, sure.
That's probably the one that I see the most often.
Basements, you've probably got cellar spiders, maybe a black widow or five.
Well, I actually found a black widow in the garden under a little watermelon.
Sure. Well, you know, black widows have been in the news lately because they've been finding a preponderance of them in playgrounds. And, of course, parents are naturally concerned about finding venomous spiders where their children play. But
why are they all of a sudden in playgrounds?
Look around at playgrounds these days. These aren't the playgrounds that you and I grew up in with just steel bars. They've got these plastic constructed things that have all kinds of nooks and crannies and cavities low to the ground, which is a perfect habitat for black widows. That's where they live. And I'm always a little bit amused when I hear people saying, well, why are they there? Why are there so many? And yet they don't consider the habitat they've created that attracts these animals in the first place. Get rid of the low nooks and crannies where black widows and other spiders like to hang out, and chances are you'll see a dramatic drop in their population. Don't have to spray. It's taken care of. It's just like mosquitoes. You know, there's no point in spraying your entire yard to get rid of mosquitoes. I mean, find where the standing water is and drain it, and you're done. End of story. There's no reason to use the nuclear option each and every time there's an insect or a spider that you feel is somehow thwarting your interests.
I wouldn't have known to look under those watermelon leaves. And I was really kind of surprised at the kind of web that it had. It was not like trying to catch some flying insect. It was some other...
No. They make a cobweb, and there are little leaders that run out down to the ground and across, and they are built to capture crawling insects. As soon as an insect or another spider even crosses one of those leaders and gets caught, the black widow has the ability to either rush down or reel in that hapless individual.
This one that I found was a solid black on the top. Had the red hourglass on the bottom.
Right.
And I looked online and I saw that there were other variations that had red markings in various other places. Well, are we going to see different varieties in this area or just that one?
Well, we have two species of black widows in Virginia. And depending on whether you're seeing a mature individual or a male or female, they're going to have vary quite a bit in appearance. That's the great thing about black widows, though. You can take a 4 or 5 year old out, show them the spider and tell them what it is, and they'll avoid it because...
Unless they're turning them all over to see if it has an hourglass.
Well, you better turn things over carefully. But, you know, it's very easy to let a child know that, look, this is what you need to look for. Show them a picture, and they'll recognize it, and they'll recognize the danger.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America, and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.